Look, to the best of my knowledge, many cancer victims, patients, including the Deputy Prime Minister herself, most of these treatments have been done outside the country. Chemotherapy, the drugs that go with chemo, the equipment, the medical expertise, it's very expensive. I do not understand how a government that cannot find water for treatment, for water treatment, to repair roads, to build schools, to enhance capacity utilization of, capacity of electricity. Where can they get the treatment? This is electioneering at its best.
But Mr. Ngwenya, we understand that cabinet approved this. What do you say about that?
Well, look, cabinet can approve anything, but the resources are very important. Right now, we're struggling to raise money for water registration, but cabinet approved that. When there is a gathering of people, there is a tendency for political leaders to make these glorified false promises. I'm not a doctor myself, but I understand that cancer treatment is a very expensive venture. This is why this elite group of politicians, the vice prime minister, the vice president, the president himself, most of this cancer treatment is done outside the country. I don't understand how, if the government cannot create resources to provide essential services, how can they create resources to provide such an expensive? There's no need for the Prime Minister to promise people a free treatment. They just need to enhance the economic status of Zimbabwe. People get jobs and they can look after themselves and a very strong, health security system. This is another form of electioneering.